Now, the central bank has been looking at the cost of going to court or the State Injuries Board in settling insurance claims. More than two-thirds of claims, 68%, were settled through litigation in 2023. Now, the bank finds that while the settlements were broadly equivalent, the costs certainly weren't. Around €1,000 if cases went to the Injuries Board on legal fees, but up to €23,000 in legal costs if it involved litigation. Michael Horan is the Manager of Regulation and Policy Development at Insurance Ireland. Now, insurance is very complicated, Michael, but broadly, take us through the findings in this central bank report.
Good morning, Anya. I suppose this report, which is for 2023, I'd say overall it shows that there's growing stability in the liability insurance market. But I think the increase in litigation costs is an ongoing concern. When you look at it, almost 70% of injury claimants and 89% of injury costs settled through litigation in 2023. So I think we need to be vigilant about that. We don't want to end up in a situation where a reduction in personal injury awards is neutralized by an increase in litigation costs. And compensation levels in the Injuries Resolution Board, as we know, are on a par with compensation in litigated claims, but legal fees in the litigated channel can be 25 times higher, €25,000.
And who pays that money?
€1,000 in the Injuries Resolution Board. Well, ultimately, policyholders pay it because it feeds into the cost of claims. And a personal injury claim, there are different components of it. There's the compensation, obviously, that the claimant receives, but then you have the legal costs on top of that. And the whole point of the Injuries Resolution Board when it was established was to take legal costs out of the system. It has done a very good job over the years, but we still are in a situation where too many claims are being litigated. When you have 70% of injury claimants going through litigation, and that's accounting for 89% of injury costs, that's just too much.
And do we know why, Michael? Do we know why so many people are going to litigation instead of the Injuries Board if it's cheaper to go to the Injuries Board and the settlements are broadly the same?
Well, most claimants are represented by solicitors, so they're guided by their legal advisors. And ultimately, you end up more likely to be in the litigation in the litigation channel than in the Injuries Resolution Board for that reason. So I just think it's something that we all have to be vigilant about, because the other factor here is it takes 6 years for a litigated claim to settle and only 2 years to settle in the Injuries Resolution Board. And the trouble with that is, over the course of 6 years, you build up a huge legal cost bill, and that's a big concern as well. So you have a double whammy, really. You have the claimant being kept out of their money for 6 years, and a big legal bill on top, which ultimately, in this case, commercial policyholders are having to pay because we're talking about liability insurance here.
And what's the view of Insurance Ireland of the Judicial Council recommendation for, I think it's almost 17%, isn't it, increase in awards? Is that warranted? And again, who will pay?
Well, we don't think it's warranted. And I think we would be concerned about that because the Judicial Council has made a recommendation of an increase of 16.7%, and that has to be passed by the Oireachtas, has to be laid before the Oireachtas. And we would say to the Oireachtas to think carefully about that.
So the Oireachtas can change that?
Well, they have. It's open to them to approve it or not. So that is the regime that we are in since the personal injury guidelines were introduced.
Now,
the personal injury
they?
Guidelines were introduced in 2021. It's too soon to judge the true impact of the personal injury guidelines, because it takes, as I said, 6 years for a litigated claim to settle. The personal injuries guidelines have only been in place for 4 years, since 2021.
So is that a reason, as far as you're concerned, is that a reason, Michael, for the Oireachtas not to support that Judicial Council recommendation for the increase in awards of nearly 17%?
I think at the very least they should not rubber stamp it. They should think about it and think about the pros and cons of it, because at the moment we've only had something like 13% of litigated claimants have settled under the personal injuries guidelines in the second half of 2023. And as I said, if it takes 6 years for a litigated claim to settle and the injuries guidelines have only been in place for 4 years, you can see that there's a whole load of claims still to go through those guidelines. So it's too soon to uplift them at this stage.
Michael Horan, Manager of Regulation and Policy Development at Insurance Ireland. Thank you.